Of Mr. Ed Walls, served by Patty Hemke, March 29, 1981.
Here goes.
All right, now.
Well, I'm good, man. I could buy that just me. I can tell you about that. I started over his living room. He went to Saginaw, Bill Roots and I. He was a dentist there, and he went to Saginaw and got the Saginaw Junior Commerce bylaws for Hansel as a president in Saginaw, and he told us to take the junior bylaws for our Chamber of Commerce, and we come back and organize the Chamber of Commerce, and Bill Roots was the president, and I was a charter member director 5 years there, and he just, Harry Pete, Stanley Quinn, the attorney, and we put the showboat on, and we had a parade there and had the ox roast. They would come and put on the ox roast for us, and he roasted 14 high quarters of beef, and we had that was on the Labor Day. We celebrated Labor Day. Ed Miller and Lyman Stewart was chairman of the Labor Day, and we had a crowd in the ox roast that day we put on, and that went through with all that stuff. I worked for George Pete when I was 18, 19 years old. I worked a year for George Pete, but hardly Pete went to school yet. He wasn't in the market. He never worked in the market when he went to school. And I worked a year with him, a year for George Pete. And then I went in business with Ed Miller on the side street. That takes you back about 68, 70 years. And we went over on Main Street and built that building there in 1912. And we went to market there in that building. We was in the meat business 42 years in Chesaning. And at that time, Chet Howell had the Argus. He had the Argus office. Unibaum on the Cone store, and Ed Raymond worked for him at that time. And August Bauer, Cy Tubbs had the drugstore there, and August Bauer married his wife, and he run the drugstore. August Bauer did, and it was at that time there was about 5 MDs in Chesaning. There was Doc Stewart, and there was Doc Bailey, and Doc Felton, and Doc Darby, and Dr. Elliott, and we were all MDs at that time. Chesaning was only about 1,400, 1,500 at that time.
What about the bank failure?
Well, the bank, Cy Greenfeller, he is in the bank, and Coryell, Byron Coryell, run the Chesaning State Bank, and he invested in a copper mine up north in the upper peninsula. I can't remember the name of the place. But he had copper mine, and then that copper mine went broke. I guess now it's operating, but that time it went broke. Coryell lost all his money, invested a lot of money from the Chesaning State Bank in there. And he went in business himself. They had 3 banks at that time. At that time there was three banks. Some of that stuff gets away from me, though. And of course, the hotel there was owned, the old hotel there at that time was the Switzerland brothers from Frankenthal, Kirsten and Kirsten. Remember the other fellow's name, Adam Schmitzer and Chris Schmitzer on the hotel at that time, and they had the saloon right there in the hotel. That takes you back quite a ways in Chesapeake. And of course, later on, Barney Suter bought the hotel, bought the business of them there, and he run it quite a while. That's the old stuff there. And the mill was owned by Chapman. Chapman owned the mill and just got the work there for him. And they used to take, farmers bought the wheat and stuff in there and grown, and they'd get the butter, they'd get the flour, a new bill and a flour, and have it ground in the mill, kind of the mill burnt down there. Where the corn store was, he had a shoe store in there, and that takes you way back. And then there was a barber shop. Quigley had the barber shop there. Daniel Quigley, he's an old timer there, years, he had a barber shop.
Where was this? In Chestnering?
Huh?
Where was it in Chestnering? Was it just...
The barber shop was along that same line, right where what's her name, had the saloon right there next to Paul Daigle, his name was, run the fruit store there. I can't think just a minute, it's Paul. That takes you back in that same line beside the street. Paul, trying to think of his last name. And Haley run that, Joe Conley, and Haley run, as Joe Conley had that, let's see, that saloon there right next to the drugstore. Albert Bacon Joe Conley and Phillips. Conley and Phillips had that saloon there right next to there. That's on that same side of the street. And then there's Doc Perrow had that little grocery store where Andy Solon had the barbershop. That takes you way back. Doc. He had the grocery store in there. Vern Johnson had a milliner shop, his wife did, in the corner there where Miller and I had the produce. We bought that building of fellow in Detroit, and Bentley in Detroit. We bought the building, and after he quit, she had a milliner store in there. Vern Johnson had a grocery store on the corner there. That's where Newman is right now, where Drew's store is. I don't know. There's a lot more stuff there, old time stuff. When I had a produce meat market there, we had We had two girls in the office, and they had a man picked up eggs east of town, another one west of town, and Charlie Rappers worked for us. We had about, I think, 5 or 6 employees at that time. Yes, we had 6 employees at that time.
How many years were you in business?
Huh?
How many years were you in business?
42 years. Mother and I were in Polish meat market 42 years in Chesapeake. That was a meat business, 42 years there. Meat and produce business, then we just had the meat business. Of course, that takes you back. A lot of stuff I can't get it out just right. I don't They had a blacksmith shop there, Reed Federley. That takes you way back. Reed Federley had a blacksmith shop. I used to get my skates shot in there. But that takes you way back.
How far?
Golly, I was only about, I presume, 14, 15 years old then. I'm 90 now. That takes you back quite a while. I don't know, I can't get that stuff off good enough for you. I don't believe you better put it in the paper that way, because I don't think it's good enough.
What about the building of the bridge?
How was that?
The building of the bridge in Chesnay.
The
bridge, you know.
Oh, the bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the old iron bridge there, and they built the Bartlett and Holmes construction company. They built a new bridge, and they the old bridge, they built that new bridge there, the old bridge, the old iron bridge. And Albert Campbell's an old timer there. Albert Campbell had a general store on the corner there, right where Joe Collins is. He had a general store, and him and his wife run it. And that's when they had the telephone was in there. Frank Stevens, he had the telephone, they had the express business in there too with it. He had a grocery store and a dry goods store. And his wife was in the dry goods store, Albert Catwell's wife was. And Albert run the grocery store. Yeah. Cantwell's is the one that bought Coriel's house. That takes you way back. That's all tore down. It was tore down, you know, there. That's years ago. Cantwell owned that dry goods.
Can you remember the first car or car dealers?
Yeah, Albert Cantwell had the first car come to Chesapeake. Yeah, well, I remember I stood in the meat market right in Washington when there's Teachman's drive. They were driving down there about 5 miles an hour. Down Main Street, he was learning them to drive. Albert Campbell had the first automobile in Chesapeake that I know of. Yeah, he had the first car. And then there was the Model S Buick, the old Model S Buick. It was Fred Miller and several fellows had that. Fred Miller and I can't remember the names. There were four of those. Four of those.
When did you get your first car?
The first car I got was a Ford. I don't remember just what year I bought it in. I remember what year I bought it in, but I had half a dozen cars or more. It was a Ford I bought. First car I bought was a Ford. And at that time there wasn't many cars in town. Doc Stewart was another one that bought a car after. Campbell had the first car, and then Doc Stewart bought the car. He was the next one. Mason had a car. Yeah, Mason bought a car. There's quite a few come in there then with cars. course, the old Chesney Hardware Company, they repaired on National for years, every 4 days, you see. That's an old time place.
What about the Neeson Mansion?
How's that?
What about the Neeson Mansion?
Oh, Neeson? Well, I was 18 years old when that was built, the big house, I mean, where what's the name is now, Howard, at his restaurant. That Neeson, at that time, when I was a kid going to school, there was Bob Neeson and Henry Neeson. They went to school the same time I did, and they lived down. On Sagamore Street there, then Neeson came over and George Neeson built that house, and I can't remember just what year he built it in, that big house. But I was in it lots, the boys were great friends, and I played billiards up there on the third floor a lot of times in that place with the boys, Rob and Henry. You know, I went to school together with them when I was at school.
What was school like when you went?
The Chesney High School, there was only one school there at that time, at the old school there, where they got now for the old ages, I guess they got it now, but that old school, I think they had a, I don't know where they, but that was the only school there was in Chesney at that time. Yeah. We bought cream there. We bought cream in the produce, cream and bought chickens and ducks and stuff. Then there was the farmer's best ducks and geese and stuff. And we bought oceans of that stuff there in the produce. Well, I on the produce and then I was in the market at that time. Yeah. They come in and they was on Sagamore Street there at, no it wasn't Sagamore Street, it was Sagamore Street. They had the, right where the Odd Fellow Hall, they took where the Odd Fellow had, that's where they started the milk station. And then they built the, McDonald Berry built that big plant out there afterward. But that's where it started in, was there. Yeah, the church, the Catholic Church, I was the altar boy for Father Studer at that time. And he had four parishes. He had Albee, and he had Oakley, and he had St. Charles, and Chesapeake. And I was Fred Brzezinski and Gus's brother and myself, we were older boys. We went around with him when he had mass. We'd had one mass in Chesney at 8 o'clock and the other one at 10 o'clock, maybe in Albee. And when we had it at 10 o'clock, 8 o'clock in Albee, we'd have a Chesney at 10 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock I think it was, and I was an older boy for him at that time. And then I ushered until I got too old for all of the way I ushered, and then after I got too old for that, I took the sisters to Oakley and instructed. Father Lansing had the Oakley Parish up there for instruction for the First Communion. That stuff way back, that takes you quite a ways back. It's hard for me to get that stuff out just right. I don't think it. Old Bob Neeson, he was in the lumber business. He was in the lumber business in Louisiana. That's where Bob made his money. He was a fellow that all of a sudden he was a millionaire. He built that big house up there, and he had the two children. He had Mrs. Jackson, married Johnny Jackson, that daughter, and of course George Neeson. That's the children that he had, and the Jackson run a grocery store there, and Bob Neeson, I remember him well, he used to sit around the store there. made $1 million and couldn't write his own name. He had to use a cross for his name. Southern Pine, he shipped up north from Louisiana. Then he took a guy down there and built sidewalks in Louisiana, and he made a lot of money off of that. Yeah, he's the one built that great big house up on the hill there. Albert Campbell had the opera house, and we had a skating rink in there when I was a boy. In the opera house, I skated. We used to have dances in the old opera house there, he was the same fellow had the park up there at that time. He had a couple of deer in there and a couple of bear in that park. And he run the park there, where they got Silver Park now. Albert Kettle had that at that time. He kept adding to it, but that kind of what backed up on it afterward. And he owned the opera house. He had a bandwagon in there doing music. We had a roller skate there, and we used to go in there and that's where we had our dances. I danced in the old opera house a lot.
Where was that at?
That was right across from right where, when it burned down, that's where Ryden Schwartz had the garage. Right there. So they had the garage across from the middle buildings.
How about the first fire department that was in Chestnut?
I can't tell too much about that. But my brother was a fireman at that time. Frank Walter had a clothing store there when Wienerbaum, brother Frank, had a clothing store. And the next tour in there, Charlie Weisenberg had the hardware there, right where the sales company is now. He had the hardware there.
Well, what about the railroad stations and the depots?
Well, I remember who was up there, but I can't think of his name. Who operated the telegraph office in there. I was in there a lot when I was a kid. The train used to come in there. We used to go up to see the trains come in.
Was there ever a theater in Chestnut?
How was that?
What was the first theater like in Chestnut?
First?
Theater?
Well, the first theater, Ed Miller and Roy Smith had the first didn't do any talking. It was silent. Bertie's got his barbershop, our restaurant now. They had a picture show in there. That's what we used to call it, a picture show. Roy Smith and Ed Miller had that. And then, I can't think of his name. I can't think of what his name was that bought the business. And from that on,
was it Mr. Medill that ran the theater?
No, that's his name. How do you remember? No, Medill. Yeah, he had the... He bought the picture business, won it there. Yeah. Ended up where it is now. They sold them and they went down, built that building down there.
What about the telephone company? The first telephones?
The home telephone company was owned by the... Campbell had the he had the telephone. In there, Frank Stevens operated that for the telephone. He had the, in that general store of Campbell's, where Frank Stevens, he took care of that. That was a telephone office, right there, a telephone. But that was a big company afterwards. I can't think who owned the company. It was owned. I don't know, I can't get some of that stuff. It was up by the bakery there, where they had the telephone company, where they what's the name of the girls that, I can't think of their names, worked in there, but that's where they had the telephone office afterward up there. I don't know.
Who had the first car dealer in Chestermore?
The first garage, you mean? Or so? Well, I was a Chestermore Hardware Company. Louis Peril was the one that owned that. It was a Chesty Hardware Company. They had the Ford agency at that time. Yeah, Louis Peril was the one who had that there. And of course they had, in that same building there, he had the farmer's equipment crew and all the bags and stuff like that. And so it's farm equipment they had in there.
Whereabouts was this?
That was right there by where Manning's is now. Yeah. Yeah, that's where Manning's is now.
What about, did you ever fight in a war, like World War One?
I didn't have to go to war because we handled a food product. They didn't take them at that time. I was in class four. I took in class four because they didn't take anybody handling the food product. We handled the food product, the meat and burgers at that time. And I didn't have to, a meat market, I didn't have to go to war on that account. Yeah. Yeah, I kept me out of the war as a, anybody having a food product, they didn't have to go. I never went for an examination in World War One.
Were there any scarcities of food, you know?
How was that?
Was there shortages of food when the war was...
Shortage of food?
Yeah.
Well, not at that time, but remember there wasn't no shortage of food.
Do you remember any big storms that hit Chestermore that, you know, way back when?
No,
or fires?
I can't remember anything outstanding.